Welcome to the weekly edition of Beyond the Title, where we get to know the person behind the strategy, the story, and yes, the brand. Joining us every week are senior professionals across the globe. So amazing that we just have to know who they are.
Good morning. We're streaming to you on a very sunny Thursday morning in London. I'm really delighted to welcome Lena Koscheck, the head of e-commerce at Tom Dixon, for our Beyond the Title interview. Lena, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. Good morning, Kate. Very nice to be with you online.
Good morning. In your beautiful forest.
Exactly. In the Black Forest down in southern Germany right now, remotely.
Brilliant. So I'm going to ask you some questions. These are supposed to be fun. These are supposed to, we just want to get to know you, not just as a head of e-commerce for a successful luxury, you know, furniture brand, but as you as a person, as a leader, and as a marketer.
My ikigai, so the reason why I jump out of bed in the morning is really simple. It's actually, I think life is beautiful and every day is just a chance to meet great people and to do great things. And ideally do them a bit better than the day before.
That's fantastic. Sort of incremental positivity and improvement. Which animal best represents you and why?
So I think I like to compare myself to a horse, not physically so much, but I'd say like it's my spirit animal, just because I feel like they're very strong and sensitive animals at the same time. So, and it's really kind of how I see myself as a leader. I want to be like strong and a good role model at the same time. I want to be sensitive and really feel my people.
That's brilliant. Thank you. Which app could you not live without? Maybe that's changed during the lockdown and working from home period.
Definitely. I mean, it didn't really change. I think most of people use it. I'd say it's WhatsApp. It's, again, a bit basic. But in the current lockdown situation, I work in London. I now live in, or like temporarily in Germany, and my partner lives in Milan. So I have this kind of long distance relationship, and long distances at the moment are pretty much virtual relationships because there's no travel possibility at the moment. So keep my private life going with a lot of video calls.
It is amazing if you think that while lockdown is obviously really challenging for a lot of people, thank heaven it's happened in a time when we're more technologically connected than ever before.
Yeah, definitely. I couldn't live without the smartphone right now.
No, that is my best friend in my lockdown flat in London. What advice would you give to your 21-year-old self?
Good question. I'd say I would tell her trust the process a bit more, like just trust that there's something good to come always, and trust yourself. I think when you're like just starting your career, you're a bit like, oh, there's so many opportunities, and but at the same time it's almost like frightening a bit, like, am I the right person, am I rightly skilled, am I what they are looking for, etc. And I think it always, like, there's always a way, and often the journey is much more enjoyable than when you actually get to your destination or your target. So it's really that kind of enjoy the process, enjoy everything that's coming, and yeah, and have faith that everything will be good. And then also, like, especially to myself, I would say, stay curious, like I am, but also be patient. Like, patience was one of the things that I had to learn along the way.
I think there are lots of people much older than 21 who could use that advice as well. That's always good advice. What's the harshest feedback you've ever received?
Well, a short one actually is somebody told me, watch out your facial expression. And I was like, that was in a moment. Like, I didn't really, barely knew this person. It was like a working colleague of mine, and we were like in a stressful situation. And I think I'm very empathic and very passionate. So when I talk, I just, everything, my whole body talks. Oh, and I wasn't even meant to be mean, but apparently my face just went in the wrong direction, and this person was so surprised, like, "Whoa, watch out your facial expressions." And I was like, "Oops, sorry."
So that's also actually good advice, as well as far as criticism goes. At least it is in some way constructive.
Exactly. Yeah, I knew what I had to do. So
happy face on. What's the biggest leadership challenge you're facing during the current crisis?
I think it's still the basic again of of the fact that we are all just virtually connected, or I guess most people, it's making sure the team stays connected and stays motivated. I have very different characters in the team. I have like quite senior people that have been with the company for a long time, and there's been a lot. We're a very dynamic company, so you have a thicker skin. You kind of can just go with the flow. But there's also very junior people in the team that just joined recently, like 2-3 months ago, and they haven't almost like had the chance to really dive into the company culture and to like feel that team spirit. And now they're locked down at home and just. Yeah, maybe this person particularly even moved home. So it's really like an unstable, or let's say uncomfortable situation. And making sure to have the balance between, of course, it's all about work. We have objectives. We need to achieve things and keep them motivated with their like objectives and challenges. At the same time, keeping them close to like to yourself and making sure you know how they feel and you're like, yeah, you're just there for them, even though you're not physically there. I think that's a positive challenge in a way. I'm lucky, so I didn't have any like incident or anything really, really tricky so far, and knock on wood. But I rather be proactive and make sure I keep them engaged and happy in a way as much as we can be happy right now.
I'm sure they really appreciate that. What are your predictions, or perhaps your hopes, for the digital world 2.0? When we come out of this current crisis?
I mean, on a broader scale, I think most of the companies right now, they really feel like how important the various channels are. At the moment, everybody focuses on digital and e-commerce, and it's like so important. It's the only, for most of the companies, the only channel where they can cash in right now. Mm. But at the same time, many companies like ours, being a traditionally wholesale business, you have a legacy. You have a lot of people also being occupied with positions based on the wholesale business. So I think it's really the omni-channel customer journey that needs to be further optimized. I think it was always like a nice buzzword, but now it's become reality, and you really need to check on how is that customer experience. Is it really the same? Does it hold true? Is it great in store, especially with our products? They're just amazing in store. They're just like, honestly, you come in and you're just like, wow. But then online, how do you get this feeling across? And I think with the shift to digital being so present and being so important right now, it hopefully some funds will be also directed to making sure that the digital experience can be as amazing as the offline experience. And then finding the best of both worlds is, I think, in the future as we go into a new normal. Mm. And another thing I hope personally, and for the team as well, and for everybody who has kind of everybody I think is always struggling, work-life balance, another buzzword that we kind of face all, depending on the like state of personal development also. And I think remote working will become the new standard, not always and not only, but I guess business trips will be harder to justify when we all know now it's like digital transformation in our company took 2 days. So it was like everybody just got ready and now it works, right? And it's so great to see how well connected you all of a sudden can be with also teams that are hundreds and thousands of kilometers away. And it's the same feeling. Now my colleagues in London are as far away as my colleagues in Hong Kong. So I think that kind of feel of we can really drive something even when we just virtually connect, and making sure that remote working is widely accepted and it's not just an excuse sometimes when you have something to do at home.
Yeah. Because I think I'm sure some people have found it more productive in a lot of ways. And I don't think, yeah, I think it's, you're right when you say when it should be a balance. Because I think that we realize that people work differently, and you employ lots of different individuals, not just lots of drones or clones of the same person.
Definitely.
What do you think will change permanently in the homes and furniture industry, or what changes are here to stay?
Well, the e-commerce or home and furniture, I mean, for me, is a bit like I'm looking at e-commerce and also in our industry particularly, I think.
Please.
One thing is the reason of existence, or a friend like the raison d'être, I think won't ever be challenged again. I think, especially in our case, I mentioned we come from wholesale. It's a very traditional business. The furniture and lighting business is very slow. Like you have long product life cycles. Things take time to be accepted by the market. And and that kind of clashes, especially with the like processes internally, it clashes a lot, the B2B to versus the B2C business. Yeah. And many, I just realized many times that it's like, it's often a question either or, and we have to justify, and we really have to like stand up for ourselves. And I think that will be much easier in the future, because right now we're contributing a lot. And I hope that it also doesn't, like, it's not a wave back when we're out of this, but it's really just, it's become the new normal. And I guess another thing that globally for our industry, but for many industry in retail or like where you produce, like, yeah, consumer goods, is that the supply chain will be challenged even harder. This kind of question, where do you produce? Who's your supplier? How risk secure is this chain? How much shipping is involved? How many warehouses? Does it make sense to have store products locally, or is it all globally centralized? I think these questions are becoming more and more important. We've been looking at it already just because of Brexit, but I think it's one of these key challenges, and it's a big USP advantage. I mean, we, for example, in the US right now, we are lucky because we have a regional warehouse in the US, and other European furniture brands don't have that. So they ship everything from Europe because it's so fast normally. But right now, I mean, we are having actually a competitive advantage there, because we can ship and we can fulfill orders.
Oh, right away. Okay.
Yeah. And then I think my last consideration I would think about in e-commerce, because of the crisis situation and the consumer behavior and like perception changing also with that, like there's more fear around, there's more focus on, am I really doing well? Is my family well? Is everything all right? It's less consume driven at the moment, I feel like, the behavior, and it's less aggressive everywhere. Like, brands do adapt to this, and I like the change that we're going away from just thinking about conversion rate, but actually appreciating a bit more, what are we doing along that journey, and how are we actually engaging the customer rather than just selling? So I think hopefully content will rule over conversion in the future.
Bravo. What are your hopes for the future?
I think in my heart, I'm like a good person, like always looking for the good in the world. And I think what should be changing. Having said that, I think consumers will change how they react to brands, how they react to kind of offers in the market, is that the why of companies, really, they're like their vision and their reason to be is becoming hopefully more and more important. And that, like, be it for companies to attract talent, like their employer value proposition, but also to attract consumers, they're like a unique selling proposition, to become really more sustainable and more filled with like good values and good reasons, rather than, again, just like a bit of surface and a bit of like blah blah. And the same, like, if that could hold through, like, both for companies, like to outside to the customers, but also in job descriptions, making these like kind of the reason why and the contribution, the wider contribution, like a key KPI also for people to join businesses and to grow businesses.
That's great, thank you. Can you tell us a weird fact about you, please?
Yeah, I really don't like bananas.
That's not weird, that is perfectly justified.
No, really, it is. I mean, sometimes people look at me and they ask, well, no, you don't like bananas? No? Also, at the moment on Instagram, also no banana bread? I'm like, no, because there's only bananas in banana bread.
So. If it's only chocolate chips and no banana, then maybe we'll talk. Do you even hate it? Because bananas are, they often sneak banana into all smoothies to make it thicker.
Yeah. Totally. My sister, we're like, she's cooking a lot. She's like a foodie. She's also experimenting a lot, and she has a new machine that turns everything into juice. And the other day she was making a juice and I was trying it. I was like, there's banana in there. She's like, oh shit, I forgot, I didn't tell you that. I always tasted it, like, it's never like hidden.
Me too. So I don't think that's weird at all. That's perfectly logical. Horrible. This is our final question. Thank you so much, Lena. This has been really lovely talking to you. So I'm going to finish on one more. What is your motto in life?
It's like, I don't know who said it, but I like this kind of saying of that life is lived forward, but understood only backwards. And ultimately, though, I feel like that also tells you you should live now. No matter if you like understand what's going to happen next, you will learn from the past, but you should live it now.
That's a great motto. Great words to live by. Thank you very much, Lena. I feel like all your answers have been really positive and thought-provoking. And yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure.